T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
It's either going to be a 6-2 or a 7-1, and it's going to be a very strong Republican map. I can just tell you that right now. I mean, I'm not interested in weakening anything. Matter of fact, you know, I think there is some things you can do to make it a very strong 6-2 map. And I would be looking not only this year, but I would be looking, how's this map going to look, trying to get a focus on 10 years from now.
Right.
When they do it again. And then, where do we get competitive? In some of those districts where we do maybe have a 7-1 map.
That was the governor just a couple of minutes ago here on the show when I asked him if he was going to get involved in this redistricting fight. I've got Missouri Senator and Dr. Bob Onder from Senate District 2 on the phone right now. Bob, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Mark. Well, I've been better. I've had better weeks in Jefferson City.
Yeah, I know. I had Nick Schroer on earlier this week discussing this issue and what they've sent you over there out of the House. What's your reaction to the governor's position on this so far?
Well, yeah, I listened. I didn't know he was on your show this morning, so I don't know all of what he said. But, you know, very strong map is the furthest from the truth. I call this the Pelosi-Biden map. It's, you know, Mark, we have districts in Missouri that are as much as Republican plus 16, Republican plus 35. It would have been very straightforward. In fact, Nick Schroer offered a map to make it a 7-1 map, to send seven conservative, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-election integrity Republicans to Washington, D.C. to take the speaker's gavel away from Nancy Pelosi. But what the I'm just going to call them what the sellout rhinos decided to do instead was to draw a 6-2 map. So they said, but they didn't even draw a 6-2 map. Congressional District 2, you know, St. Louis and St. Charles County, which Ann Wagner serves, is not even is at best on this new map purple and trending blue. For instance, the new CD2, the Congressional District 2, Trump only won it by 3 points last year. Roy Blunt only won it by 0.1 points, and Josh Hawley lost it by 0.3 points. And that's now. I mean, that's in recent elections. It's been trending bluer since then. So it's a 5-3 map. It's a map that Nancy Pelosi loves, and the I have to say the House Republicans betrayed us in a very bad way.
But Bob, what are the fiefdoms here that I'm missing? I mean, you're down there, you're involved in this at the base level of these negotiations. Why is it so difficult just to move CD1 a little further into St. Louis County, maybe Kirkwood, Webster, those areas that tend to vote blue anyway, and give St. Charles County to CD2 and strengthen it? This seems like a no-brainer.
So Mark, that's one of the things that Nick Schroer's map did. And when you do that, it takes takes it from a hard purple seat to a Trump plus 19 seat, a seat that Ann Wagner would never lose, or whoever her successor is would never lose. So yeah, I heard that quote from the governor. You got to look at what's going to happen 10 years from now, Mark. You got to look at what's going to happen in 2022. If the Democrats come up with a strong candidate against Ann Wagner, we may lose that seat just this year. I don't think we will, because the National Democrat Party is playing defense in so many places. But in 2 years, in 4 years, I hate to say it, but I will be represented by a liberal, anti-gun, pro-abortion Democrat in Congress. I just there's no other way around it. It's a 5-3 map. It's a Nancy Pelosi Biden map. And it's a betrayal of everything we stand for.
Senator Bob Onder, our guest this morning. So what can you impact this in the Senate? I guess that's what it gets down to.
So, yeah, Mark, unfortunately, I've also called this the fixes in map, because the chair of the Senate Redistricting Committee and the chair of the House Redistricting Committee, so Mike Burns Ketter and Dan Shaw, they came out with a statement on December 31st that this is a fair map. This is what we've come up with without holding a single hearing. I sit on the Senate Redistricting Committee. We hadn't held a single hearing. I told both Burns Ketter and Shaw what a map would need to have my support. I said, first and foremost, it should be a 7-1 map, or at very least a strong 6-2 map. And they completely ignored that. And the fix is in. So in the Senate, okay, within your listening area, the Senate Pro Tem, Dave Schatz, he appointed the redistricting committee. He takes bills into the calendar. He represents Franklin County and part of St. Louis County. All of your listeners who are concerned about that should call his office and tell them this map badly needs to be fixed. I think Senator Igel, Senator Koenig, myself will be working to fix it. But we do, Mark, that the Senate is the last chance to fix this really this betrayal map.
Well, Bob, I'm not trying to get you into it with the governor, but couldn't he take a stronger stance on this? I mean, couldn't he say to them, fix this?
Yes. On so many issues, legislators, both in the House and the Senate, are really march in lockstep with the governor. And if the governor said fix it, I think it would be fixed. I have to say, in my own district, two people, Nick Shore, who wrote the amendment that would have fixed this problem. And then John Wieman, who voted for this Schumer Pelosi map. This is going to hit this betrayal of the people who sent us to Jeff City. It's going to have a lot of impact on a lot of things. But no, we need to fix this map. We could send 7 pro-life conservative Republicans to Congress. But at very least, let's solidify sending 6.
Could not agree more. Please keep us up to date on this, Bob.
I sure will, Mark. Thank you.
Great talking to you. You bet. Senator Bob Onder there at work down in Jeff City this morning. And boy, he's right. It just seems like such a no-brainer. This is not a difficult math equation. It's just not. So somebody somewhere is pulling some strings to protect a piece of turf. I don't know where it is. Bob didn't offer that up if he does know, but that's got to be what it is. Because, for example, all of Jefferson County, the entire county, was carved out of Congressional District 8 and moved to Congressional District 3 in this map. All of it. Jefferson County, I should say, wasn't split up in any way, shape, or form, but St. Charles County is. Why? Why? That's the answer we've got to get to, and I don't have that answer in front of me yet. Nobody seems to know what it is, or if they do, they're not saying. I just don't know. I'm going to get to a quick break here. We've got time for your phone calls at 314-241-9797.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Okay.
Profound concerns about your cognitive fitness.
From tomorrow, we will no longer require face masks in classrooms.
Don't lecture me about Jim Crow.
You have a right to change your mind. I haven't. I hope they respect that too.
Kill the character of the institution he is supposed to protect.
Missouri is open for business, and business is good.
Pull the country so far to the left.
Well, I'm not.
I'm a moderate Democrat, said the president yesterday in that news conference with a straight face. He said he's a moderate Democrat with all the social restructuring he's tried to do in the United States of America. Unbelievable. Hey, glad you're back with us. So we've been kicking around the president's news conference yesterday, talking a little bit about the governor's State of the State address. And now we kind of ended there with redistricting because Bob Anders down there pushing for a different map than the one that's been presented. Let me get to Joe here on line one and talk to him about this. Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm well, sir. What's your take on all this?
Well, I've been seeing, you know, Dr. Anders and Nick Schroer's posts about the 7-1 and the 6-2 and the 5-3. So I reached out to my state rep, Dan Shaw, and he was chairman on the redistricting committee in the House. And I expressed my concerns, and he called me yesterday, and he assured me that there's the 6-2 that came out of the House. They did carve out the heavy blue areas in St. Louis County, like Kirkwood and Webster, out of the CD2 and pushed it a little bit north and west. And he thinks it's a very strong CD2.
I will hesitate to say that he's wrong, just because what I need to see is an overlay map, like what CD2 is now versus what they're trying to change it to. The one that's sure. been released, I've looked at, and I've expanded it, I've blown it up, I've zoomed in on it. It looks to me like Kirkwood and Glendale and a few of those other pretty strongly blue areas are still in CD2 and didn't go to CD1. I don't know. Here's the at the end of the day, the true test, in my opinion, Joe, is if we know that the current CD2 was Trump plus 3 in 2020, and it's not stronger than that in this new map, then it's still trending the wrong direction. Do you see what I'm saying? If they could make it a plus 7 or a plus 9, I don't know why they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, no, I hear you. You know, it's I guess couldn't hurt to have Dan on and get his take. Huh?
I'd love to. I will absolutely invite him on here because I'd like somebody to explain this to me. I mean, it's not all these districts are supposed to be roughly the same size, the same number of people represented in each district, and there can be some variance in that. It's fairly small. I think it's 1%. But still, you could move that map around easily enough. I'd love Dan Shaw to tell me why Jeff Coe moved from CD8 to CD3. And while some people may think that's in the weeds, they moved an entire county. Jeff Coe's fairly populated from one congressional district to another, but left St. Charles County, which is a Republican stronghold, split. That just I don't understand that at all. So I will invite Mr. Shaw on and see if we can get this work figured out.
Yep, sounds good.
Yep, thank you for the call. Yeah, I appreciate that, and I'm glad that he got a call back. I don't know if Joe knows Mr. Shaw personally or not, but we'll invite him on the show. I'd love to get his take on it. I think somebody's got to have some answers here. I know Bob Onder, and I know Nick Schroer. I know Nick Schroer's running for the Senate, and I've heard people say, well, this is hyperbole. He's just trying to blow this out of proportion to help his Senate run and all this stuff. No, we've been talking about this for a couple of years now, because the census wasn't a surprise. It happens every 10 years. People knew that at the end of this process, we'd be redrawing the district lines. They also saw Ann Wagner have a closer election 2 years ago than she had in 2020, right? So it was an off presidential year with almost a no-name candidate. She had a closer race with that no-name candidate than she did 2 years ago during a major presidential election. So what happens now? You have to look at that. And if as Republicans, you have an opportunity to influence that district and make sure that it stays red, why wouldn't you do that? Because I will guarantee you that if the Democrats had the majority in Jeff City that the Republicans do right now, that's what they do. That's exactly what they do. They would strengthen that district to make sure that, 2 years or 4 years down the road, some Republican didn't come in and take that district away. Republicans don't seem to operate that way. I don't understand it, but we'll ask Dan Shaw to come on and we'll get his take on the whole thing. I promise. Coming up, Wiggins is going to join us. We'll kick around the president's speech. I know Ryan, as being part of the Annie Fry show, probably had his eyeballs glued to the president's speech yesterday, too. Can't wait to get his reaction. Coming up. Yeah, no, I would agree with that. And the one bite I haven't played this morning, James Rosen, I used to love him when he was on Fox. He left Fox a few years ago, and he went to Newsmax. And he finally gets called on near the end of the 2-hour-long ordeal. And I thought he asked this in a very respectful way. Go to cut 21, please.
So the question I have for you, sir, if you'd let me finish, is why do you suppose such large segments of the American electorate
profound concerns?
Well, that was a surprise. Let's start that over, Carl, because nobody expected that, Wiggins.
No, I didn't
just a minute. Hang on.
So the question I have for you, sir, if you'd let me finish, is why do you suppose such large segments of the American electorate have come to harbor such profound concerns about your cognitive fitness? Thank you.
I have no idea.
I don't even know where the hell I am. I mean, that's what I expected him to say. You're right? I mean, well, what do you think about that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I thought it was very unprofessional of our news team to break in on Newsmax. I thought that was unprofessional. But I will I'll say that I heard that live, and I thought it was a really good question. And I also thought, of all the bad answers Biden gave, that was actually one of his better answers, because he actually can once in a while still be funny. And I thought that was kind of funny. So I'll give him the tip of the hat on that one. But he's also not answering a question that everybody is asking, which is, dude, are you okay? But what's he going to say? No, I'm not.
And the White House isn't answering it either, right? And that's the thing about it. They demanded Donald Trump take a cognitive exam, and nobody's ever demanded that of Joe Biden. But when you watch the guy yesterday, I made the reference earlier to the movie Deliverance. He looks like the kid on the porch with the banjo as he gets older. And I couldn't help myself when I watched him squinting and pausing and having to try to, make himself present to finish that news conference. It was kind of, it was uncomfortable at times.
Yeah, I mean, we of course get back to the media isn't doing its job as usual, because they questioned, like you said, over and over and over throughout Trump's presidency. I mean, remember when he had to walk down that slippery ramp and he was kind of walking slow, and they said, oh, look, he's completely lost his mind. You know, like he has to take cognitive tests because he's walking down that slippery ramp really slow, or he was drinking water with two hands one day or something. You know, little things, they just jump all over him. And then every day Joe Biden is giving us all pause for, you know, legitimate reasons. Do you really know what you're doing? This is causing problems. You're reacting to things instead of getting ahead of them, like inflation and so forth. You're not doing anything. Are you okay? And the media is not really pressing it. They're just saying, well, you know, it's Joe. He has a stutter. It's not really anything else.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. He just has to gather his thoughts occasionally so he doesn't stutter. Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. Even the late night comedians were making fun of him last night. They went to one of his answers. This takes time, and we're still trying to figure this out. And you know, Corden looks at the camera and goes, okay, you've been there 48 years. I think I made that point before the election. You've been in Washington 48 years, but we're to believe that you have all of the answers on how to fix this. It was unbelievable.
Good for James Corden. He's one of the few that will make jokes on both sides, because you'll never hear that from a Colbert or a Jimmy Kimmel. Guys are in the they're almost like political activists more than they are anything else.
No, I would agree. I agree with that completely. So you've got a piece up on our website right now. I listened to this NBA Warriors team part owner the other day. He's some sort of a venture capitalist out in California, owns like 10% of the team. And he basically said to somebody, I don't care about the Uyghurs. Enes Kanter went sideways on him, I'm sure, right?
Well, I don't know if Enes Kanter specifically commented. He might have, but it was just a reflection of the whole NBA. And this guy, you know, this is at a time when the NBA, in the context of what we're dealing with, the NBA in particular, there's a lot of companies that do business in China that they haven't gotten as much attention as the NBA has. But the NBA, you know, back in 2019, the Houston Rockets owner was criticizing their takeover of Hong Kong, basically, and got the whole NBA banned. And then the NBA said, hey, why don't we back off of that a little bit? That's not the way America is supposed to do business. We've got the purse strings here. Yeah. We're supposed to be the ones that stand up for freedom. And we're just in a place now where we've got spineless people that don't stand for anything but a buck, willing to bend to dictators. And now we're going to do the Olympics next month. I mean, this is embarrassing. We should never have been in this place because America used to lead. And Enes Kanter, who has become a citizen now, but he's Turkish. He's Swiss. He was a Swiss citizen, Turkish. He has come over here and said, look, America, you're better than this. I love seeing it, but I wish it didn't have to get to the point where people from outside the United States were looking in and saying, I know that you stand for something better than this because I've seen it. Please do it.
Enes Kanter Freedom. You're mispronouncing his name. He
changed his name
to Freedom, baby. If I was ever going to get an NBA jersey, which I wouldn't, I'd get the one with Freedom on the back of it.
I know. It's pretty cool. It's tempting.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, Ryan, we'll look on the website for that, 971talk.com. People can find that up there on our website and, of course, listen to Wiggins America every Saturday, 6 to 8. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Mark.
Yep. Talk to you soon. Ryan Wiggins. Good to get him on here. Yeah, this whole Uyghur thing. I mean, and on top of that, consider this. We're supposed to lead the world when it comes to human rights and be critical of other countries and all that stuff. These are Muslims who are being put in concentration camps in China. And the NBA doesn't seem to care because they're making a dime. And what has Joe Biden done about it? I don't know the answer to that, but all I know is that your freedoms are at risk because you wouldn't pass some voting reform that they want you to do. It's crazy. Hey, quick break here, 314-241-9797. If you didn't hear the story about the swimmer. So how many times have I whined about all my years in television news when I had to stand on the Tam Avenue overpass and tell you not to go outside? Here's the reason they put you on the Tam Avenue overpass, because you're away from traffic. Did you see this story out of Dunbar, West Virginia, where the reporter got hit by a car while she was doing her live report? She really, you got to give her credit for maintaining her composure here. Here, listen.
Bar and Jory, they're not seeing any flakes, but wet roads. And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
Oh, oh, oh. hit by a car, but I'm okay. I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's the first for you on TV, Jory.
Woo! We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
How are you getting hit by a car twice?
You're okay. We're all good. This is, you know what? It's one woman band.
You sure you're okay, Troy?
We're good, Tim. Ma'am,
you, sure
you are so sweet, and you are okay.
It just goes on for like another 2 minutes. They kept her live and they kept asking her if she's okay, and she seemed to be okay. The car hit her from behind. She didn't see it coming.
Oh my
Kinda
gosh!
Kind of clipped her.
She's lucky she didn't get hurt. And what a way to handle it. Good for her.
She's apparently it was her last. I'm going to let this play for a second because it's her last live shot for this TV station. Apparently she's. I don't know if she's got a new job, or where she's going.
It
but
was the station manager trying to.
Oh, maybe it was the station manager. Here we go.
It is all good. You know, oh, Lord.
So you.
You know, it's my last week on the job, and I think this would happen.
So you were
specifically
bumped in,
to me, Tim.
Were you bumped down low, Tori, or were you hit up high? I couldn't really tell from looking.
Oh, I don't even. Do you know if I was bumped down low or up high, sir?
I just saw you.
Just no idea.
Why is he asking her
She's
that?
She's in shock.
Well, it's really small market TV. So, first of all,
they're taking advantage of an opportunity to talk about something.
Exactly, right? Because she was out there doing a story on the fact that some water pipes might freeze in this cold weather. It was a pretty throwaway live shot, and she ends up getting hit by a car. So, anyway, it's in Dunbar, West Virginia, WSAZ. I don't know even what market that is, but it's got to be tiny. Just a tiny, tiny little TV station. Good for her. Here's the other thing about this that I, just my observation. She was a one-man band. Mm-hmm. She was out there all by herself. Mm-hmm. She had the camera set up. She was positioned in front of it. When the car knocked her over, it also knocked the camera over. So in addition to having to maintain her composure that she was on live TV.
She had to get the camera
she
back.
She had to, you see her set the camera back up and stand back in front of it. So there wasn't even a photographer there to help her. She was literally all by herself.
Well, wow.
The photographer, if there was a photographer there, he would have said, hey, there's a car coming.
True. Another reason to have a photographer.
Fewer than 8,000 people in Dunbar.
Yeah, I'm sure it's small. It's very small. TV. Small. I started off in a market about that size in Zanesville, Ohio. And it's a great place to learn. There's just not a whole lot going on. And you can make your mistakes and not many people see them. And then you build your resume tape and you move on somewhere else. Clearly, Tori, whoever she is, has already got a job somewhere else. So she's moving on. Good for her. That's good stuff. Oh, I mentioned this earlier before we went to the break. This story out of Pennsylvania. Maybe you saw this or not yesterday. The Daily Wire had this story on. Remember this Leah Thomas, who we talked a little bit about this earlier in Denise's in other news. She's the biological male who's on the women's swim team at University of Pennsylvania. And she has been crushing every woman she swims against. Everyone. She's been breaking records. She's the number one swimmer in the country in her category. She, which is actually a he, who still has all of his male parts and has only been taking things to reduce his amount of testosterone, but still has all of his musculature and all this stuff. It's yesterday the NCAA was supposed to make a comment on this or a change to they didn't change anything. They just issued some statement that they're going to follow International Olympic Committee guidelines or U.S. Olympic Committee guidelines and they didn't change anything. So if you're the parent of a daughter, just understand that moving forward, she will not be competing on a fair playing field because men are going to be able to compete against her. So in this particular meet, there was a race in which Leah Thomas lost, and that made news last week because she got beat by, wait for it, a female swimmer who's transitioning to be a male, but is still for now swimming with the women, but eventually will, I guess, move over to the men's team. And everybody's like, well, look at that. There's an example for you of a woman who did beat Leah Thomas. Maybe not. A swimmer who has remained anonymous said, listen, I was on the deck and I'm convinced that Leah Thomas lost on purpose because in the 100 freestyle, he got beat by about a second and a half. But in a November meet, he swam that same race 4 seconds faster, 5 seconds faster. We think he was holding back to allow her to win, to take some of the heat off of it. That's a shame. So who do they go to get some comment on this? They went to Caitlyn Jenner, Olympic gold medalist when he was known as Bruce Jenner. And here was his comment, cut 24.
I don't know why she's doing it. She knows when she's swimming, she's beating the competition by 2 laps. She was born a biological boy. She was raised as a biological boy. Her cardiovascular system is bigger. Her respiratory system is bigger. Her hands are bigger. She can swim faster. That's a known. All of this woke world that we're living in right now is not working. I feel sorry for the other athletes that are out there, especially at Penn or anybody she's competing against, because in the woke world, you got to say, oh my gosh, this is great, and on and on and on. No, it's not. We need to protect women's sports, and the NCAA needs to make the right decision.
They didn't. And that's Caitlyn Jenner, who transitioned from male to female. At least he can say it without getting, or she, without taking any heat, I guess, right?
No, she'll take heed for
it. Oh, I'm sure. Here it comes in woke America. All right. Enjoy your Thursday. Stay warm out there. Kilmeade's up next with more on the president's speech yesterday. And we will see you back here Friday morning at 5 a.m. Have a great day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.